Yo, what it do? It's your boy G-Man the Rick, aka G-Maniac, man. And I'm with Exclusive Talk Radio. You know how we get it popping over here every time, man. The geek time, man. You know I gotta get the exclusive to my girl, man, for sure.
How you been doing, man? What's been going on for Best of Billy, G-Man?
Man, listen. All I know, I just wanna stop and say thank you, Lord, that I'm still here and healthy because 2020 been hell, dog. Anybody that's been living in 2020, like we didn't live in 2020. It's been real, so no more uppercuts, y'all. We don't need nothing else. The hurricane didn't pass. We didn't get hit. I'm thankful. But more than less, man, just turned up out here in these streets. I know they see, like, the food stuff going on. Bless the Belly is a real big deal. Thank y'all for rocking with Bless the Belly. And I got some heat, you know what I'm saying? I got the new song with Bun B just dropped. I think that's super dope. Like, the OG walked up to me, like, say, man, I need a track with y'all. It blew my mind, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's somebody that I looked up to as a kid, him and Pimp C, you know what I'm saying? So it's like the closest thing to Pimp C to me. I'm like, yeah, chitch. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, and it's called Down South?
Yeah, it's called Down South. So basically,
like
Oreos. Nah. It's a food rap. So yeah, I go on iTunes, Spotify, all that and check it out. It's called Down South. G-Man the Rick featuring Bun B. But what it is, it's like a foodie freestyle and an H-Town song. You know what I'm saying? So like, we ripping the H and stuff throughout it, but we really talking about food. Like, Bun, shout out. Pork chops all types. It's funny because he's a foodie too. So when you eat, you'll be like, I'm hungry and I want to come and I ate what I'm eating right now. You know what I'm saying?
That's your show.
Yeah.
Okay, so you.
How did that song come out?
That he just walked up to you.
Yeah, it was crazy. I seen Bun all the time. Let's keep it real. Yeah. I see him all the time, but like, I always wonder, I'll be like, with these celebrities I bump shoulders with, what kind of work we going to do? I might take a few pictures for them here and now then, but I'll be like, I want some, like, real work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what Houston is big on, though, believe it or not. In H-Town, I noticed that we do a lot of, like, seeing people out and about and be like, all right, I'm going to holler, man, we need to work, bro.
Never do.
I'll be like, you just said we were here about 2 weeks ago, and I just seen you 2 times since then. But, like, with Bun, it's funny because I reached out to other, once I started doing the foodie freestyles and they started going viral, I would reach out to smaller celebrities in the Houston area and you know, here and there and be like, hey, y'all should hop on with me. It's blowing up. Everybody ran me around. Like, that's cool. We're going to try something. Nobody really, really did on the rapping side. Everybody did on, like, the going to sit down on the east side. So, Bond, I seen him at the Sneaker Summit. He's a sneakerhead, too. I walked up to him. I was like, yeah, OG, I'm trying to get you on my food channel. He said, I'm about to tell you stuff, man. I know exactly what you're talking about. I said, because I was really going in depth. Like, I did this, I did that. He said, I'm a fan, bro. He said, give me my number. I'm like,
damn.
I said,
you never know who watching.
Somebody told me that it's always dope to realize that, like, even the big artists, they're a fan of something. So, like, just because you're a fan of them don't mean they're not a fan of something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So that's dope. He was like, shoot, trying to get my phone off. It's going crazy. He was basically like, I'm watching your stuff, man. It's super dope. So I locked him in. And, you know, me, I'm like, I ain't gonna do too much with a legend. Let me just keep this man number and kind of keep it, you know, respectful. I might have texted him, like, hey, this G locked in, he locked me in. So I saw him again, literally, y'all. I guarantee you, probably, like, the Sneaker Summit, last one I've been to, probably in December. I probably seen that man in February, but the next year. You know what I'm saying? A whole year later. And then he saw me again. He say, man, come on, man. You ain't trying to do no song with me, man. I'm trying to do a song with you. I said,
what?
It's Bun saying that, y'all. You got to remember, people pay for these features, man. Mm-hmm. You know, so I was like, man, shoot.
That's legend, right?
He said, nah, man, get my jack right now. So I got his line, text him right there. He take me right back every time. Boom, 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 boom. I'm like, damn, I'm really taking what I'm getting off. He said, send me the song. I went home that night. I had no idea. Mind you, I'm like, damn, which way could I come for this? I can't do it on nobody else's beat. I got to do it on something original. Let me hit my producer. Hit the producer. He sent me some. I thought it was perfect. Freestyled the hook, laid it down, wrote my verse, shot it to him in like a week. And it took him a few months to send it back. But once I got that email, you best believe my face was like, hold on, man. So it's just live. Like, it's something dope. You know, we represent for the South. We represent for Texas for sure. Got some merch dropping with it. Just something live, bro. I promote a lot of music, like, everywhere, all over the place. I think this is going to be the first time I actually, like, drop a song. And just work out that song for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And just try to run with it. Because, yeah, it's a big co-sign for me. And I need to focus, dog. I'm scared. I'll be all over the place. Music, I don't know. When we shoot this video.
It's industry, bro.
I might have to get you to come out to do the behind the scenes when we do the music video, though.
No BS.
And then, you know, if you want to get drops or whatever from bro, like, hey, it's going to be a good look. You know what I'm saying? But I want to shoot the video in the next, like, week and a half, 2 weeks, because I want that to go with the song. Like I said, I'm going to sound drop Friday. I need the video to drop in 2 weeks. You know what I'm saying? So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you got a full plan for that.
I got a full plan. We're going to see. Like I said, I got merch the whole nine. I really just want to get it right. And with his co-sign, he a legend. Not only a Texas legend, but in the game, period. You know what I'm saying? UGK. So you never know who might see it from there and then grow from there. Okay. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you've been... And say, let's go back on back to the Best of Belly topic. Yeah. Say you've been working with some artists on the Best of Belly side.
Yeah.
Who's the last artist you had worked with that you?
The last artist I might have worked with. That's a good
that
question.
You had bought it. It was a female, wasn't it?
I just posted Ken the Man, but that wasn't the last one. The last chick. Oh, it was Azia. Azia's from New York. She's a New York artist. She has a song called Eat It Up. Mm-hmm. And she's doing a thing where we did the fruit roll-up challenge because I'm a beast with that fruit roll-up.
Bro,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? That was fun. Yeah. That's fun. I like doing that with the ladies who don't, you know, do too much. And the name of her song is Eat It Up. So the fact that it was eating the fruit roll-up, I was like, clutch.
Yeah.
But some people, you know, with COVID going on, I'm scared to like go in restaurants. So I kind of dip in that. But got a lot of people on the channel from the Baby Blueface. My Hispanic artist, GT Garza, what it do, Crystal Poppin', who else on there, man, that's a Baby Bash, it's some people on there, and they all like the theme, you know what I'm saying, Bless the Better, they just like, this dope, because the goal is food and entertainment, you know what I'm saying, combine that bitch.
You can't go wrong with food, bro.
For real.
Don't eat.
I know everybody eat, and that's the whole point, it's like, we eating good, we doing it in a funny way, and we entertaining you. You know what I'm saying? I need to jump my TikTok. If y'all watching this, follow me on TikTok. It's Bless the Belly. What is it? Just Bless the Belly channel. But I'm going to change it to Just Bless the Belly. But, yeah, I need to get that TikTok.
You should be going on TikTok.
I need to get better because TikTok is, like, where everybody at.
Yeah.
And I just kind of started. I got, like, 400 followers. On Bless the Belly, I got, like, 12 followers. I just made it, like, a week ago. But I know the more consistent you are on TikTok and people see your stuff, it blow up or, like, randomly hit the explore page. That's all you need. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, that's coming soon. Because once I get it like that, that's only for the kids. I think Instagram more for, like, our age group. TikTok, everybody. They say 62 million people be on there a day or something. I said, dang.
Yeah, that shit crazy.
It's a lot.
I'm not a work good thing.
TikTok, yeah, it's not easy. I mean, well, it is easy,
but it's not easy to get up.
Yeah, you got to figure out the algorithm. It's like starting over anything. It's like, damn, I got a new baby. What I got to do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's funny because my day in the city just passed or whatever, so the mayor proclamated me a day in Houston, Texas on August 19th.
I did see that.
Yeah, that was a big deal for me because it's like...
Is this the first year anniversary?
Yeah, first one, yep. I'm 27, you know what I'm saying? I'm big on myself. I'm always beating myself up about, like, feeling like I'm not doing enough, but the fact that, like, I got honored for something like that. That day was about, what, 2 weeks ago? That was probably the only day in, like, my recent days, literally, that I damn near felt good. Like, because I be hustling so much, I don't really sit back and, like, enjoy the fruits, but, like... Mm-hmm. That day I woke up, I'm gonna go feed the homeless early, and then like the whole day went smooth. I was like, yeah, this is how every day damn was supposed to be. I don't even stress myself, just kind of like taking one day at a time, you know? But that's dope, like 27, day in the city. Ain't nobody tell me to do none of this stuff I do, y'all. So if you see it, you think about it, go do it. Because from feeding the homeless, anybody say, hey, bro, you should go do that. You know what I'm saying? I look at other rappers and they record labels and be like, bro, y'all should be in the community. Y'all got high songs, but what are people like? Shout out to Cardi B, because I see she out here doing her thing in the community. Like, y'all got to be a little bit more in the streets, because mm-hmm. people want to reach out and touch you, you know? So, G-Day, though, August 19th. Next year, we going to Kobe going to be out the water. Second year.
Speaking of COVID, man, how they been treating you?
With COVID?
Man.
COVID is a bad boy. But listen, speaking of Bless the Belly and COVID, I've been taking every precaution I can from the CMOS. Every morning, I take a dose of that CMOS, and it's horrible. Sea moss is so nasty, but I know it's good for you, and I know that everything that's in it, like the minerals or whatever, it's good for your body, man. They say it knocks out the mucus, and if you take it enough, you barely get sick. Like, people barely get sick off sea moss, so I'm taking that faithfully. I got vitamins, I got elderberry, I just had some other warm tea and lemons. As soon as I feel a little scratch in my throat, I'm buying cum drops, everything, not for real, because we can't. And then my parents are older, too, so I can't bring it around them. I'm already sad, because I'm gonna start traveling a little bit, and I know when I come back, I can't be around them like that. I'm like, well, you know, it's what it is, man.
Quarantine.
I want them to be cool, be free.
Well, Mr. G-Man, what's G-Man Rick?
It's G-Man the Rick, G-Maniac. I got a million different names. They call me Mr. Billy. I'll be in the streets, they be like, Mr. Billy. Mr. Billy, dude. Tapping their wife, Mr. Billy. Like, and they be guys. Shout out to the guys and the fans, because I rock with y'all just as much as the women. Like, they be like, Mr. Billy, man. I love you, man. I love your stuff. I love your videos. And it's just the beginning, y'all. Y'all got to remember, like, I do this all myself to let y'all know I do not have no team. I don't have no graphic designer. I don't have no marketing person. I do all that, and I'm at 20-something K. Imagine when I get one person to help, or one cosign like this bun finna do. I'm praying to just do what it do.
Everything has a full reason.
Square business, yeah. But it's G-Maniac, G-Maniac, Rick, Mr. Belly. Mr. Blister Belly, if you want it to be. I don't let. Just don't call me, bro. It is.
Just don't call you, bro. Okay, big. Hey, tell them where they can follow you at.
Hey, man. Follow your boy at G-M-A-Y. N-I-A-C, if you know how to spell. And follow me at Bless the Belly. It's T-H-A, Bless the Belly. Because some people think it's Blessed the Belly. No, it's Bless the Belly. And, you know, hey, what's the word on the net? Okay, bet. And right now I'm tapping in with Exclusive Talk Radio. They got the illest over here, man.